Yo.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Not much, man. I'm always like skeptical. I was like, when I answer the phone and it says you, and I'm like, I say yo, and
it
I'm like, wait,
really
is it
me, or is it
actually
somebody
Kevin? Am I
else?
like, so, yeah.
Well, the good news is, I mean, let's face it, I'm one of a kind. But the other people in the office, they're not too bad. They'll roll with the punches pretty good too. Especially that Mick character. He'll do all right. So if you were to answer the phone, like, what do you want? Or, you do a little joke or whatever,
You leave me alone?
they would roll with it. It would break up the monotony of, the jewelers, picking up that have no personality, and they just answer the phone, and they're just like they hate their lives, and it's like, oh.
Grumbling and
Right. So I wanted to give you the update on the 5-carat bracelet. I did send it out yesterday. For whatever reason,
It's not here.
all of
I saw the shipping
yeah, dude,
update.
all of our packages, instead of going to Memphis, went to Indianapolis.
Oh, awesome.
Not awesome. Because
Well,
now they
no,
got to
but
go
like
back to
that
Memphis.
was sarcasm, if you
I
couldn't
know.
pick up
No,
on
I know. I know.
that.
No. Yeah, I'm like, like this morning I started getting some phone calls from some guys that like they needed it today. Like their customers coming in like first thing tomorrow morning. And so I started tracking some stuff and I'm like, "Oh no. Like, oh, this is multiple
It's
packages.
everybody. Yeah.
Everybody,
Yeah.
every single package that we sent out yesterday went to Indianapolis, which then requires them to now reroute that entire
Back.
plane or what, I don't know, I don't even know what you call it, to now go to Memphis for them to get redistributed. So you should, fingers crossed, knock on wood, get it tomorrow.
Okay. That's I quite figured. I'm gonna call her probably today and just let her know we're expecting it tomorrow. And she knows the other ones are here. She's just waiting for that one to come in. I think I had said I'm probably still not gonna send the 3-carat back. I know I saw the return confirmation come through. Just because I want her to see all three sizes. Let her decide what she wants to do.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm
But.
kind of preemptively being like, yeah, that diamond, I could be wrong, but I would say like that diamond's out of the running before it even gets in the running.
Yeah.
Or not
So,
the diamond, the
the
bracelet.
bracelet, yeah.
But you know what I mean.
So, and I'm going to probably price them, so it just makes sense for them to go up to the 5. So, So, all right. And then I think Andrew's got to order a couple diamonds from you.
Perfect. I love that.
You're competing with one of my stock diamonds, though, so
Well,
beware.
hey, put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game.
What up, man?
What's happening?
How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Love it. Love it.
When I first got into diamond sales 16 years ago, we had this guest speaker come in from like he used to do these like sales training videos back in like the 80s, right? And his name was Stan Ballew. If you ever like YouTube him, I'm sure he's got like these really old because they were like the old VHS, sales technique videos and all this other stuff. And his claim to fame, like his own personal claim to fame, was he was Mr. Fantastic. And if you ever asked him how he's doing and he didn't say fantastic, he would give you $100.
Wow. That's a pretty good little shtick.
Little shtick, right? Like back in the 80s, 90s, like it was, hey, how you doing? And he'd always go, fantastic. And if you ever caught him, or so he claimed, if you ever caught him where he didn't say fantastic, he'd pay you $100. Back when, $100 was, hell, man, that was a lot of money back in the 90s.
Hell yeah.
$100, right? So, anyway, I'm a little delirious with holiday hours, so I'm just sharing stories and rambling. So I hope I made your afternoon. Thanks for entertaining mine.
No, I'm here for it,
Perfect. Love that. All right, so I'm here for you. What do you need, brother?
man. So I'm looking. I'll give you stock ID number if that works.
That makes my job a heck of a lot easier. What do you got?
P259204.
Did I hear a niner in there?
Niner?
91HSI1 pear shape.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. So, I will give you good news. That is here.
Awesome. Then, numero dos, whenever you're ready.
Let me go back page. What do we got?
P319455.
80-point pair. Yes, I have that one as well.
Those are my two, man.
All right. I'll send them out today for tomorrow. I will do morning delivery kind of from here on out. I'm kind of doing AM delivery as default. So,
gotcha. Cool.
We're already running into delays and shipping issues with FedEx and UPS. So welcome to the holidays, right?
Right. Yeah, it's all good. No worries.
All right. So I will send this, the 91 and the 80. You should have them tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Later, man. Bye.
Bye.